15% off everything you can fit inside the bag is back at Menards. Make painting easier by using a one-coat product. Grand Distinction is an interior paint and primer in one that will give your home a fresh, updated look. Right now, get 15% off Pittsburgh products and all the painting supplies you can fit inside the bag through January 12th. See store for complete details. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, let's see here. Acuron Corn Herbicide. Powerful weed control? Check. Long-lasting residual? Check. Proven crop safety? Check. Acuron checks all the boxes, which is why it outperforms and outyields all other corn herbicides by 5 to 15 bushels an acre. Visit Acuron-herbicide.com to learn more. Always read and follow label instructions. Acuron is a restricted-use pesticide.
Zaxby's just out-Phillied the Philly again. The Zaxby's Chicken Philly is back with garlic aioli, sautéed peppers and onions, decadent melty cheese, and your choice of Zaxby's signature crispy chicken fingers or delicious grilled chicken. But it's only back for a limited time, so enjoy it while you can. No pressure. It's just the greatest sandwich of all time on a ticking clock. Order the Chicken Philly today. Who's got the sauce? Zaxby's.
Thanks to tax reform, American businesses have opened doors across our communities, investing in manufacturing, workers, and equipment, spurring millions of new jobs with higher wages and better training, and setting a new record high in corporate taxes paid to the U.S. government. America's businesses open doors. Tell Congress to keep the door of opportunity open. Protect and strengthen tax reform. Paid for by Business Roundtable.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Accra, a thriving West African city, embodies the pulse of Ghanaian hospitality and culture, creating unforgettable experiences that captivate the hearts of many. Hosting over 100 international conferences and events annually, the city attracts millions of business travelers and tourists, generating significant demand for hotel rooms. This surge in demand presents a unique opportunity for investors to tap into the hospitality market, and DevTrako Plus is at the forefront of this opportunity. Introducing Hotel at the Address, the third and final tower of the Address, offering a range of luxurious units with impeccable finishing and top-of-the-line amenities. Managed by international hotel operators, this investment promises exceptional guest experiences, high occupancy rates, outstanding returns for investors, and long-term value appreciation. Own a hotel room at the Address, diversify your investment, and benefit from a shared income system whilst increasing potential returns.
In our headlines, business strategist David Ofosu-Dottie laments there is no way government will be able to resolve current economic conditions with a policy rate at 29%. Also in this bulletin, Ghana places sixth ahead of Tunisia and Nigeria in new investment report by Rand Merchant Bank. We have the details of that. Plus, Talo Oil's profit from Ghana operations shoots up significantly to hit $411 million for first half of the year, the largest in the group. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojo-Baka. A look now at our stories. Business strategist David Ofosu-Dote has stated that there is no way government can resolve the current economic challenges with the monetary policy rate at 29%. Describing the rate as disincentive to economic growth, he pointed out that the policy rate is contributing to the foreign exchange challenges affecting the economy currently. Speaking at the 2024 Ghana Economic Forum organized by the Business and Financial Times, Mr. Ofosu-Dote said fiscal policies must complement the monetary policy of the Bank of Ghana to bring the rate down and subsequently reduce interest rate.
That is why the FX challenges is always pushing our economy into the problems. We won't solve any problem by increases in monetary policy. And somewhat more and more people, actually I was happy to hear the Deputy Minister of Finance say the same thing just last week. More and more people need to talk about this. We need to look at how we change behavior. If there is one good thing that I remember from the Chambon regime, they made a conscious effort to change our consumption pattern. Every regime has its mistakes at its positive sides. And these are some of the things we need to re-engineer.
David Ofosu-Dote is a lawyer and also a business strategist, speaking at the 2024 Ghana Economic Forum organized by the Business and Financial Times. Ghana has been ranked 6th behind Morocco and ahead of its peers like Tunisia and Nigeria in latest World to Invest in Africa 2024 report. Ghana represents a substantial market on the continent as it tops among the West African peers in the ranking. Here's more.
Discounting the two highly desirable but tiny islands, Seychelles and Mauritius, Ghana is the fourth most investable country in the model behind Egypt, South Africa, and Morocco, with a GDP of $76 billion and a population of some 33.5 million people. Ghana represents a substantial market. Further, Ghana is among the top 10 for urbanization, innovation, political stability, personal freedom, and employment. It also ranks favorable on corruption and tops the list of import concentration. Critical to macroeconomic stability is addressing high public debt and inflation, particularly against the backdrop of a three-year, $3 billion extended credit facility program with the IMF. There are positive signs on the fiscal front. The report said fiscal consolidation is broadly on track, with an estimated deficit of 4.6% of GDP at the end of 2023.
A Business Desk report. Tullow Oil's profits before tax from its Ghana operations went up significantly to reach $411 million for half year. George Yaffe has the rest of the story.
This represents more than 50% jump from the $266 million posted in the first half of 2023. In terms of taxes, $144 million was paid to government covering the operations from January to June this year. A significant amount of this budget for capital expenditure was also advanced to Tullow Ghana. The profit is the largest posted by any of the subsidiaries for the first half of this year. The half-year numbers again show that Ghana is one of the biggest contributors to the oil exploration firm when it comes to its total revenue for the first half of this year. Ghana's performance is coming at a time that Tullow Oil is challenging the Ghana Revenue Authority on some tax payments due to the state for its operations in 2021 and 2022.
George Yaffe with that report. Now, to some agri stories, individuals interested in venturing into agribusiness are advised to visit the district agri office as their first step before investing in any arable land, whether through purchase or lease. Enyona Manye, CEO of Count on Crops, emphasized that this is a precaution that can protect the investment and help avoid future legal issues. She spoke on the first edition of the Joy Business Masterclass 13-week agribusiness series, which started yesterday.
If I'm going into any area to either lease or buy a land, my first point of call is the district agri office in that community, because they know the farmers, they know the families, they know lands with litigation issues.
So don't go and buy land
from agents. Don't
just
follow anybody.
When you enter the place, go to the owners of
exactly.
the place first.
Go to the agri office. Yeah. They would even advise you as to what you can produce here and make the best out of it.
Enyona Manye is the CEO of Count on Crops, speaking on Masterclass, and don't miss the Joy Business Masterclass Agribusiness Series, a 13-week program airing every Wednesday at 1:30 p.m. here on Joy 99.7 FM. Now to some other stories. Savings and loans company Affinity Ghana has committed to improving financial inclusion by developing quality financial products to meet demands in the market. At a ceremony to launch the operations and brand, Chief Executive of Affinity, Abdul Hussein, said the company will continuously develop technology-driven financial solutions for customers.
Affinity has been in operation for the past 2 years. We haven't introduced ourselves to the market as of yet, even though we've introduced our product. So the main objective of this event is to introduce Affinity as a brand to the Ghanaian market and to start to tell the story of the wonderful products and platforms we have designed for the Ghanaian consumer. At Affinity, we pride ourselves with designing tech-driven products whose main objective is to provide affordable and accessible financial services to individuals, but most importantly to MSMEs.
Abdul Hussein is the chief executive of Affinity. You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. Imagine a world where food does not perish. This seems far-fetched, but to make this dream a reality where around one-third of food produced for human consumption is either lost or wasted, some Israeli tech startups have developed innovations to ensure longer shelf lives. My colleague Emma Davids was in Israel and brings us today's episode of Food Chain from Tel Aviv.
Food loss and waste are prevalent in a world where enough food is produced to feed the world's 7 billion people. Yet, 309 million people in 72 countries face acute food insecurity. The answer, some may say, to this noodles is food processing to prolong shelf life. Israel, a country described as a unicorn in technology, has some startup companies focusing on agriculture ranging from farm to plate. Jon Rathesar, CEO and co-founder of Augmented Reality, a food tech incubator developing fermented plant-based functional proteins, shares how his company is impacting the food industry one step at a time.
In general, eggs are a big challenge in the food industry. The food industry has huge price spikes on a regular basis due to avian flu, salmonella outbreaks. So there's a big price reason, there's a big food security reason. And then we actually took a step back, and I think this is very kind of Israeli in terms of innovation. We asked the question, is the egg really the best solution? Is there a better egg, and can we produce it in a way that doesn't require or is not affected by the fluctuations in price that come?
Do you know that more than 70% of food we consume contains artificial preservatives? Studies suggest a link between some synthetic preservatives and an increased risk of health issues such as obesity and metabolic disorders. Some may say this is the surest way to ensuring longer shelf lives, but CEO of Bountica, Dan Sisterbell, explains how his company uses natural and healthy alternatives to preserve food.
So Bountica is developing the next generation of natural preservative. We are going to replace all the artificial preservatives today that you can find in food and beverages. And on top of that, we're going to provide the industry of natural food and healthy food tools to ensure shelf life and food safety.
CEO of Israel Innovation Authority, Joe Bin, now outlines how government plays a role in ensuring agri-tech companies have a sound space to operate in.
The first gap, which for me is the most significant, is the fact that there is no local data center with a supercomputer that can train large AI models in the country. So researchers and startups have to work in the cloud, in data centers which reside elsewhere. And this is something that we believe should be changed. And this is why we are issuing a call for proposals in 2 weeks from now to establish the first supercomputer on the ground, this capability.
According to the Food and Agriculture Organization, farmers must produce 70% more food to feed the predicted 2050 global population of 9.1 billion. Adopting and utilizing agritechs could go a long way to ending hunger. That's it for Food Chain.
The full interview airs on Saturday at 6 p.m. on the Joy News channel. Do make a date. Time now for entrepreneur and head of special projects and investor relations of GCB Bank, George Fauci, has some useful nuggets for the youth of today on discovering new business trends at the Entrepreneur U campus tour.
I remember in secondary school, the capital of Nigeria was changed from Lagos to Abuja. And we're going to write a test. There was geography there. So we got the hint that that question was going to be part of the question. So what is the new capital of Nigeria? Charlie, I put the whole school on the new. Today, everything you need is on your phone. New business trends. Some of it you copy. What is happening in Kenya? Momo, didn't it come from Kenya? In person, Momo, Ghana, MTN, Momo, it started in Kenya. What you are thinking about, somebody in India is thinking about the same thing. Somebody in Kenya, have you Googled to check new business trends for young people? Have you ever Googled that thing before?
Brought to you by Africa School of Entrepreneurship and supported by GCB Bank, your bank for life.
And that's all we have for you here on the Joy Business Report with me, Pius Kojo Baka. The Joy Business Report was brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.